This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, 17th June 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm evening across Israel. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem remain clear, perfect for an evening stroll. Meanwhile, Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze tonight. Here are today's headlines. First, G7 leaders demand a ceasefire in Lebanon and vow to reduce reliance on the Strait of Hormuz after the Iran conflict, according to Ynet. Justin. Also, the Jerusalem Post reported earlier this hour that a Hezbollah spokesperson insists Iran will not agree to a permanent truce without an end to the Israeli occupation. Also this hour, the Times of Israel reveals Musk's Grok AI tool guided U.S. strikes on Iran, targeting 2,000 sites in 4 days, according to a legal briefing earlier today. Separately, I-24 News reports that G7 leaders endorse Trump's Iran deal and increase support for Ukraine, from earlier today. And finally, JTA notes Netanyahu faces criticism across the political spectrum over Trump's Iran deal, a sentiment shared since earlier reporting. Here's what people are saying online. Raylan Givens shared just minutes ago that since a digital agreement between Iran and the U.S. was signed, Iran launched several drones each night toward merchant ships. U.S. forces intercepted them. Al Arabiya English posted earlier that NATO chief Mark Rutte praised the U.S.-Iran deal as a significant move towards reopening the Strait of Hormuz. Ynet Global highlighted that G7's demand for a Lebanon ceasefire and reduced Hormuz reliance aligns with Trump's interim U.S.-Iran deal, posting earlier today. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the G7 leaders' demand for a ceasefire in Lebanon, earlier today, Ynet reported that the leaders plan to lessen reliance on the Strait of Hormuz. This comes amid concerns over Tehran's nuclear capabilities and the presence of Israeli forces in Lebanon. For civilians, this means potential shifts in international policy affecting regional stability. Turning to the role of Musk's Grok AI. Times of Israel details how this AI tool enabled U.S. strikes on 2,000 Iranian targets in just 4 days. This revelation comes from a U.S. Justice Department briefing. The implications could affect the legality and ethics of AI in military operations. Meanwhile, the interim U.S.-Iran deal, endorsed by the G7, as reported by I-24 News, could lead to increased support for Ukraine. The deal's acceptance represents a shift in international alliances. This may reshape diplomatic strategies in the Middle East. On the domestic front, Netanyahu faces wide criticism over the U.S.-Iran deal. JT notes that both Israeli right and left-wing politicians see the agreement as a failure. The sentiment reflects growing domestic unrest and potential policy challenges for Israel. Turning to business and markets. First, Ynet Business reports that Israeli businessman Haim Sakal faces debt proceedings just weeks after his $4.5 billion bid for Zim. Sakal's financial troubles may impact his future business ventures. Separately, CTEC reveals that Shin Bet has launched an innovation program to recruit defense tech and dual-use startups. The Majin initiative aims to foster growth stage companies by providing access to operational challenges and senior technology officials. And finally, Globes reports that AI chip company Excite Labs is raising $300 million. The Kiryat Gat-based company, valued at $2.5 billion, continues to expand its technological influence, highlighting Israel's role in the global tech industry. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 2 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.